In March of 2013, Nathan was working a full-time job. But like so many people, he wasn't really happy with the work that he was doing or where he was headed. In the back of his mind, he kind of wanted to start a side business, a lifestyle business. You know, one that would pay the bills so that he could live the life that he wanted to, make a little money on the side without having to do a lot of work. Like so many of us, he knew there were a lot of options out there for starting a side business or an online business. So he picked one and decided to give it a shot. As someone who was already interested in entrepreneurship and the startup scene, Nathan was pretty passionate about business. But as a 20-something, he also noticed a big gap in the market for business information, magazines, podcasts, websites about startups and things like that. You know, there were the big players like Entrepreneur Magazine, Inc., Fortune, and Forbes, but there really wasn't anything that Nathan knew about that was targeted towards young 20-something founders and entrepreneurs and the startup scene. So Nathan did what so many successful entrepreneurs have done over the years. He decided to start and write the content that he wanted to read about. So he thought he would meet his own need. And so he did. He started an online magazine. And to do it, he reached out to famous entrepreneurs, people that he looked up to, founders and executives. He worked his way into their contacts and managed to score interviews with them, did the interviews, and then he turned those interviews into articles for his digital magazine. And when he released the first issue in that March 2013, he sold 2 copies. He made a total of about $5. But for Nathan, that was success, because that was enough to let him know that people wanted what he had to offer, and more importantly, that they were willing to pay for it. They were willing to turn over their hard-earned money for the content that he had created. So he kept on, month after month. Today, 4 years later, Nathan Chan has grown Founder Magazine into a multi-million dollar media empire with over 250,000 subscribers from 173 different countries. And he's interviewed some of the biggest names in business. I had a chance to interview Nathan for the Remarkable podcast, and there was so much good information that he shared in that interview that I thought I would edit it down a little bit and share it with you here on the Quit Pinching Pennies podcast. So you'll get to hear how Nathan started Founder Magazine and some of the struggles that he overcame, but you also get to hear a lot of great marketing tips and practical information that hopefully you can use to grow your own side project or own side business. The interview was pretty long, so I decided to break it down into 2 parts, and today I'm going to share part 1 with you. But before we turn things over to Nathan, let me just stop for a second, as I always do, to say hello and welcome to Quit Pinching Pennies, the faith-based podcast for moms and dads who want to work less and earn more so they can quit pinching pennies and focus on what matters most, like family, homeschooling, working from home, adoption, giving or missions. I like to call it faith-based lifestyle design, or the 4-hour work week for people of faith. And I'm your host and teacher, Dave Mooring, and I'm really glad you're here. And real quick, before I get back to Nathan, I want to just ask you to be sure to stick around to the very end, because I've got a special announcement for you. So let me get back to my conversation with Nathan. For those of you that might not be familiar with Founder, I wanted to start by asking Nathan to give us a little background to kick things off here.
March 5th, 2013, I started this company. It was just a magazine at the time. It was called Founder. And it's a digital magazine in the App Store, Google Play Store, targeting young, aspiring entrepreneurs, early stage startup founders, novice entrepreneurs, and it's for mobile and tablet devices. The reason I started it was because I identified that there wasn't really any business magazines out there that an aspiring or novice stage entrepreneur like myself could relate to. And I started while I was working my full-time job. And, you know, the reason I started it was, honestly, when I first started, it was just to make money. I wanted to build a lifestyle business. But I quickly realized that the amount of, you know, money you make is in proportion to how well you serve your community. And I actually just fell in love with the whole process. I was kind of curious about the entrepreneurship scene and the startup scene, but then I fell in love with it. And I became really passionate about the work that I do, and I fell in love with the process. And the rest is kind of history, man. Like, we've gone on now to be not just a magazine, but a multifaceted you could say media brand, you know, entrepreneurial platform, you could say whatever, but, you know, we've got a podcast, we've got social the high traffic social channels, we've got a blog that we regularly contribute to that's starting to get a lot of traction. We've got a podcast, I think I mentioned that. We're starting to move into trading products as well. So yeah, we've got quite a bit going on now, but humble beginnings, I found it was just a magazine.
Then I asked Nathan about his process for getting the interviews done and for producing the content for the magazine and the related podcast.
Do Skype interviews, actually, if I could. Otherwise, I'd do written interviews. Like, for example, the one with Richard Branson, that was just a Q&A written interview. But majority, like 95% of our interviews are conducted via Skype, and they're edited and then placed inside the magazine. And then with that audio interview, we turn that into a feature article. So we have a feature writer that that crafts out a feature on that article. Like, I wish I started sooner, to be honest with you, Dave. We were just sitting on there, all these epic, amazing interviews, and I thought, dude, I'm doing a disservice to not only our community but the world by not having a podcast. And I'll tell you what, it was the best thing I ever did. You know, our podcast is really starting to get some legs. Sometimes it's like one of the top business podcasts, like top one in like at least the top 100 business podcasts in the US. And, you know, it's just that slow, consistent grind. We're very, very consistent, publish every single week. We'll never stop. And, you know, to be honest with you, Dave, I don't really push it that hard. I just kind of let our content do the work. And the one thing I do is, I just try and get epic guests and try and get hard-to-reach people and try and get really interesting guests and try and just produce really, really valuable interviews that people can take a lot from. And I think that's, you know, kind of holding us in good stead, because I think word of mouth is working to a certain amount. We probably could do a better job of pushing it, but we do mail it out every week, and that definitely helps. And we've got an email database now of over 100,000. But just getting as many reviews as you can, just producing great work. We don't really do any promotions otherwise.
Nathan touched on a couple of things, including a focus on producing great content as a way to foster word-of-mouth marketing. And I think that's one of the key takeaways from my interview with Nathan that I really want you to carry with you. I want it to stick with you. You've got to produce great content if you want to be successful. And that doesn't matter if you're producing a small blog or a podcast or an ebook or creating a product for Etsy or to sell online. You've really got to produce something great that people will find valuable and that is noticeably good that they'll want to share. But I also wanted to find out what Nathan did in the early stages to get the word out and to promote the magazine.
Yeah, when I first started the magazine, I didn't know, like, I never marketed a product before, right? And I didn't know what I could do to get readership. All I knew was that I had to launch. And when I launched, we had 2 readers. We made $5. We had 70 downloads. And I was like, oh, well, this is amazing, you know. People are prepared to spend their cold hard cash for something that I've created with my own 2 hands. And it just kind of knowing that you know, we launched, knowing that people were paying, you know, in the first month, I think we made around $80. You know, knowing that people were paying us every single month to receive a monthly magazine, that kept me moving and kept me shipping. And I'd always, you know, still to this day, we haven't missed a shipping deadline, like, since the start, you know. To answer your question, I think the way I did it was, I was like, well, what's the lowest hanging fruit? And that's kind of how I try and approach all of our marketing. It's like something that one of my mentors told me, Ed Dale, was like, where's the starving crowd? So I kind of worked out that if, you know, if I could use App Store optimization, that would be our biggest, you know, lowest hanging fruit possible, because there were people with the kind of devices that we were on, because when we launched, we weren't on Android. We were only on Apple, and we actually weren't even on iPhones. We were only on iPads. And, like, you know, I realized that if I wanted to find people on iPads, they were already searching for apps in the App Store. All I had to do was rank for those keywords. So I got very good at, I guess, making sure that we could rank for certain keywords. You know, if you type in Entrepreneur Magazine right now, Founder will come up right next to it. Same with Fast Company, Forbes, and, you know, doing little tactics like that has allowed us to get a lot of readers in the early days. And that was one of the biggest things that I did.
After hearing Nathan talk about trying to show up alongside search results for existing popular business magazines, I asked him to share some of his thoughts on setting himself apart, on doing something different, on how to be unique.
You don't want to build a Me Too company. And I think just even from just like a creativity standpoint, like I think I'm quite creative in some ways. And, you know, you just want your own outlet where you can say, yeah, we've done some cool stuff for our audience and this has been a ton of fun. You don't want to be like, I've done some cool stuff for my audience and I've ripped off exactly what that guy looks like. And I have no, like I, that, I have no appreciation for my work because it looks like something like it's exactly like someone else's, you know. And don't get me wrong, there have been people that, you know, or work that has inspired me, and I've taken a little piece of that and been like, yeah, that's amazing, I want to take a piece of that. And then someone else's stuff, yeah, that's amazing, let's take a little piece of that or do this. And then it becomes your own as well, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything wrong with copying. But I think there's a massive problem when it's so obvious that, you know, there's no differentiation. And, you know, when you do, you know, because essentially, like, a lot of the stuff that everyone does in the entrepreneurial niche, it's some of the stuff is the same stuff packaged up totally different. So you want to make it your own. You want to have your own little bits and pieces to make it your own. I think that's really important.
And then to wrap up part one, I wanted you to hear Nathan talk about one of his biggest struggles and how he pushes through to overcome it.
I've been massively nervous, bro. You know, the biggest thing that pushes me, even still to this day, dude, is that we have paid readers and we've got to produce epic content, especially now that we've set this standard. You know, dude, it's one thing to, you know, kick some goals and then it's another thing to keep kicking those goals. So, you know, we've had so many amazing guests on our podcast in the magazine. Now I've got to keep doing that, dude. So, you know, even to this day, I am scared or I am nervous or whatever, but dude, I just got to keep grinding. I got to keep, you know, keeping these expectations. But especially in the early days, dude, I'd be so nervous. Even most recently, like, I was so nervous speaking to Tony Robbins, man. You know, I just, to be honest with you, I was doing so much research. You know, at one point, I was just like, you know, I was kind of thinking, you know, when you're so nervous about something, you just can't wait until it's over. Yeah, that's what it was a little bit like. Interviewing Tony, man. To be honest with you, and I don't know why I thought that, because it was just such an amazing experience, and he was a fantastic interview. And I encourage anyone listening to this to listen to the Tony Robbins interview just on our podcast. Look, I still to this day am super nervous, but you just got to push your comfort zone. That's so important. So important to be able to push your comfort zone.
And he's absolutely right. If you want to do something to impact others and to change your life, you've got to get out of your comfort zone. You can't keep doing the same things and stay where you are. And I know that trying to start something on your own isn't easy. It's not easy for us to change and to challenge ourselves. And most of the time we need an external force. We need help. We need somebody to pull us along and to push us and to give us advice and to guide us and to help us to keep moving forward. And if that's you, if you need help stepping out of your comfort zone so you can build that side business or income stream and start making a little extra money on the side, well, I'd love to help you. I teach a course called Super Simple 1K, and it's where I show people just like you how to build simple $1,000 a month side business or income streams over the course of about 8 weeks. And it's very hands-on, and I'm right there to answer your questions and to give you the content and really to help you overcome those mental hurdles and push through so that you can really get to where you want to go so that you can have success. And I'm not here to give you a long spiel about it, but if you're interested, I just opened up enrollment again for the second group of students, and you can learn more about it over at supersimple.com/1K. That's SUPERSIMPL.com/1K. And if you're interested in starting a side business and you haven't yet, or maybe you've tried something in the past, but you're just not able to see success and you're not making that couple hundred dollars or even $1,000 a month, then I encourage you just to check it out and let me know if you have any questions. You can email me at dave@supersimple.com and I will do my best to get back to you as quickly as I can. Otherwise, if you'd like to connect with me online, you can do so at supersimple.com, or you can check out my free private Facebook group, Quit Pinching Pennies, which is a group for other moms and dads and people who are building online businesses or side businesses. It's a community where you can connect and learn and grow and get feedback. And you can find it by going to quitpinchingpennies.com, and that'll redirect you over to Facebook. And lastly, if you enjoyed the episode, I'd encourage you just to subscribe so that you can be notified when I release future episodes. I would greatly appreciate it if you found it valuable, if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen. And most importantly, if you just share it with somebody you know that would find it valuable, that would help me get the word out and help as many people as I can. Thanks for listening this time. I'm really glad that you've taken time to hear this interview, and I hope that you got a lot of value out of it. And I will share the part two, and where Nathan talks a little bit more about the marketing side of growing his magazine. That'll be next week. Until then, take care.